Hello and welcome back to episode 18 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined by Harv and Bronell for yet another episode of the podcast. Harv's feeling a little bit under the weather after a four-day bender. How many holes did you get in this weekend there, Harv?
72.
72 holes?
Wow. He's
full tournament, hey? How do these guys do it? Well, they're probably not getting wasted, but how many shotguns?
Four and a couple 2-6s of fireball for every birdie made.
And your face shows every single
sad sip. About it too. Yeah.
He's just what a terrible weekend. Yeah, I had my kids for 3 days.
Yeah. I played zero holes of golf.
Yeah, I got five in last night.
Yeah, that's alright.
Yeah, so five holes, but yeah. So anyway, just wanted to say thanks to our sponsor, Player Golf. PLYRGolf.com. I saw on social media they had a post on Instagram of there was, I think, 20 guys in this tournament. Each of them had two hats.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so players making their rounds. Anyway, yeah. Go to PlayerGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN for 15% off. Thanks again to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we get into this week's tournament, the Travelers. Friggin' Bubba. He did up the top button and went to work. Working man's win.
What a comeback.
Yeah, I mean,
how many was it that he came back from
on Sunday? It was like five or six. But yeah, Casey had a three.
Casey blew it.
He had a three-stroke lead going into Sunday, but Bubba was...
Which what, 62?
63.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came from way back.
Yeah, he put eight birdies in.
I won't lie, when we played 36 on Sunday and then I checked the phone at the end of the round and it says Bubba Watson has come back from whatever to win the Travis Championship, I just
slammed
in the cart and said,
I'm actually amazed that you came shotgun. Back. Yeah. I'm amazed you came back to even play. But yeah, he had 63, Stuart Sink had a 62. Obviously the Bubba won by three strokes, but Paul Casey shot 72.
Yeah, he struggled big time.
Nine shot. Bubba was, I guess that's Casey, six shots back.
Casey birdied the first hole and then didn't make another one all day. And Bubba made eight.
And he has three wins.
Yep.
We have three rant-filled podcasts because that dummy has three wins.
I think he actually might have won the first one before we started the pod, which was great
for
us.
Just before?
Yeah.
It was the week before, I think.
Yeah. But we've had a Bryson win, a Fatso Reed win, and now two Bubba wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During our time span with the pod.
Yeah, it's hard to get up for these episodes.
25% of mad episodes.
just a lot of disdain. For as action packed or as star studded as the post US Open field was, not a great looking like Casey, Bubba, but then Stuart Sink, Bo Hostler, JB Holmes, Kevin Tway, but Steady Eddie, the lag putter, Brian Harman snuck in there.
I love Brian Harman.
Guy legs.
He is a steady player. But yeah, it's just a weird, you had Brooks was in it, Rory was in it, a lot of these guys came back right after the US Open, and none of them were up there. They're just kind of that US
Open.
Well,
they all were kind of up there, weren't they?
Yeah,
and they were for a little bit. And
now you tell me this, and I'm like,
Rory was 12th, Day was 12th, Brooks was 19th. Not bad.
We should talk about Bo Hostler and his 2 seconds with that stick up his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's.
He's a great putter.
Fun fact, he's made 10 cuts in a row.
Yeah, he's a good putter. Hey, like I've been saying, he's a poor man's Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
I'll keep saying it every week.
I wonder if anyone will take him this week.
I thought about it.
I had him written down and then I switched it.
No, I'm...
can't do it.
He's bandwagon's hot, though.
But Stuart Sink, fourth last or 2 weeks ago with the St. Jude and then second this week. Like, what's
turning the clock back.
45 years old.
The two-tone head.
He does have a pretty wicked
shot. Shot 62 on Sunday.
Yeah. This is another guy that gives you hope. Like we talked about.
Yes.
I mean... There's hope. We just have to convince significant others that we're quitting our jobs, quitting life, leaving them at home, and going to train.
Quick story, I actually did some training at work today.
A couple push-ups.
It was kind of just for me, but there were some other people there. kind of take in, and I said, well, you guys should pay attention because when I make the senior PGA Tour, you're going to have to know how to do this.
You were doing employee training. I thought maybe you were doing like push-ups or something.
No.
Training at your cubicle and maybe doing some like leg lifts. You had ankle weights on.
Come on, man.
Ankle weights. Yeah.
You know me better than that.
From having hope to having no hope, Frowny Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
We just published the article on the website of him having a terrible time. He finished dead last.
By four
shots.
Plus 18. I'm starting to feel bad for that guy, actually.
I am, too. I felt bad posting that. We posted that on our website, the Smiley article, I think Thursday, after he shot pretty poorly, and then he went out and shot another poor round. Well, and this guy's like, he's going to lose his tour card.
It's getting to the point that, like, you want, like, obviously we want notoriety and pros to look at the pod and look at the website, but I don't know if we want Smiley. Like, that might be the final push over the edge.
Oh, man, these guys from Canada, think I stink too?
They're just roasting me.
Yeah. I'm totally done.
He's going to need a job soon, so maybe he can just come and be full-time with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's... what a rough go he's having. Speaking of rough goes, took the old Richie there a week early.
Yeah.
Richie was T26 this week after you took him. Would you take him at the U.S. Open?
You took him at the U.S. Open.
Who knew, hey? You're just one tournament early.
It seems to happen to me quite a few times this week. I'm taking guys a week early.
I'm taking a lot of guys DraftKings a week early, and it sucks. Because then their ownership, you take them a week early. Then their ownership drops, and then they do well. It's just brutal. Which is why I'm getting off the Hostler train. I had him last week. Won a few bucks. This T2. Bryson, also T9.
Yeah.
Defying the odds.
Do you want to know his last 9 tournaments?
I do, yeah.
2, 38, 3, 4, 37, 42, 1, 25, 9.
Yeah. Not bad. I saw that picture where he had like a
5 top tens,
a protractor out
or
whatever.
Yes, so we're gonna have a. Well, I guess we talk about it now. We were thinking about having a little mini segment of the weekly headlines, and that was one of our weekly headlines. Here is.
I didn't even see that.
They said he can keep using it, eh?
Yeah, the compass.
Yeah.
So I assume he does that just to make sure that when they say 3 paces on, 4 from the side or whatever, he's just doing it by scale to make sure that that's exactly where it is.
Where the pin is.
Because then he can look at the green chart and just say, okay,
seems a little.
He's just a fucking nerd, is what he is.
Because on those green sheets, it's just friggin' squiggly lines with the stip meter or whatever, and it's like,
how
accurate is that? So you're just assuming that their scale is proper.
Well, I think they're probably pacing it off.
Yeah.
And saying 4 paces and 3 paces. It might not be the exact spot on the little picture.
Yeah.
But the number's probably right. I don't know.
Okay. Who knows? And you can't really argue with anything he's doing. So that's the worst part.
Yeah. No one with those results. But yeah, they said he can keep using it. So.
Yeah. And then the other weekly headline we had for this week was John Daly.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. John Daly withdrew from the senior U.S. Open because he requested to use a cart.
And they said no.
And they said no.
He said,
so I'm out of here.
I ain't walking.
I'm out. I ain't walking.
If I'm going to hit this ball while it's moving, Phil style, I better have a cart to get around this thing.
He's just like horse croqueting it. Just like as he drives by, he just hits it on the way by. The ball would be stationary. He could probably fire off a few good shots.
There's nothing, after a couple triple bogeys, you'd rather drive in than walk in.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to have to leave your clubs and walk.
Yeah, it must be one of those courses that goes all the way out.
Yeah.
And then all the way in, no real back to the clubhouse at the turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he could be on 11 and just be 6 kilometers from the clubhouse. Yeah. And, well, I ain't walking.
I don't have a putter anymore, so I
just get an Uber to the hole and just head home.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention the Canadians. 2 made the cut. Hadwin and Hughes, both 42nd, so not a great showing. 3 missed cuts. Connors, Silverman, Taylor.
Hopefully not the greatest. This week. Yeah, hopefully better this week. How many are in the field
this week? A handful.
Connors and Hadwin for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hadwin with that missed cut, U.S. Open was his missed cut, right?
Yeah.
So that was broke his streak, so hopefully he can fire off another streak of 26 in a row or whatever it was. Something. No, it was 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't 26.
That was the Steve Stricker.
Yeah.
What about for weekly headlines, that guy on the Asian tour?
That swing.
Yeah.
The pirouette swing?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, he's just winning. Isn't he winning everything, though? Like, he's got
I don't know if he's winning, but he's got to be doing something. I just find it that it just came out now, so maybe it was whether that tournament was, because that tournament was on Golf Channel.
Yeah.
And maybe no one was watching or has been watching, or they haven't been showing it that much, but someone must have found this guy, because that is something else. He does, like, he hits it and lifts his entire back leg and does, like, a giant leg whip in a pirouette. Yeah, we'll have to.
So, like the Patrick Reed cut shot, or?
But, like,
but with lower his leg. Oh, but with his leg.
Okay. Like, he ends up, he swings, and he ends up almost facing.
Behind him.
Behind him.
Yeah.
Like his a full leg whips around, and then he's just holding it.
Yeah.
It's something else.
Whereas when Patrick Reed does that helicopter thing, I can't stand that guy. Anyway, moving on. So, hell of a week at the Travelers.
Yeah.
But, Mikey Golf. Michael Majette is back this week with a tip.
Nice.
Hell of a putting tip this week. So I'm going to read this verbatim from what he sent. So he said, keeping your eyes quiet through the stroke. Putting stroke is one of the most important things concerning putting. And he didn't make this up. He actually had a conversation with Gary Player on his last visit to England on the range at Wentworth Golf Club about this. So he said, first, what you need to do is flip a coin up in the air and catch it, preferably a quarter or a nickel so it can hide underneath the ball. Without looking at if it's heads or tails, place the ball in the same hand and put them on the green, ball on top, as to not reveal heads or tails. Then, as you practice, so this is obviously on practice.
Yeah.
Then, set up and hit the putt, identify if it's heads or tails, then look at where your ball went. And so it's meant to keep your head down, so then when you transfer that into your round, you're picturing an imaginary coin down there. You're going to putt, identify the coin, then look up. It's meant to keep your head down throughout the putting stroke.
So that's a good tip, but what about guys like Jordan Spieth?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because
you should probably I did think not about using that tip.
I did not practice this. I got this tip. Went and played 5 holes last night. Tried this out, and I was telling Bronell, I blew the first 3 so far past the hole because I was too busy keeping my head down, just looking at this point, an imaginary coin that I didn't even know where the ball, like I didn't even care where it went. I was just practicing the drill, but forgetting that you still have to try to put the ball in the hole. So thanks to Mike for the tip this week.
You made solid contact though.
Yeah, very solid contact.
Didn't hit the ground first.
Yeah, so part of the website build out for drivethegreengolf.com. We're going to have our little pro tip segment. So we're going to put up a bunch of Mike's tips on there so the folks can, we can kind of summarize some of the ones that we went through. So if they aren't listening to the pod or if they don't want to listen to it over and over again, they could just go on there, print it off, and hit it up. Anyway, moving on to this week's feature. We have a new one this week, influenced by some social media, maybe some other things. But rather than, we'll get back to the Ultimate Foursome next week. But this week we have a feature called Would You Rather, Golf Edition.
Ooh.
Just maybe one time, who knows? Maybe nice. We like doing it. Maybe we'll do it more. But I got 6 of them here. Maybe a special Bronell guest one after. Yeah. But I'm going to, so the other boys haven't heard these yet. So we're just going to debate them. But the first one we're going with is, would you rather golf a round with Patrick Reed or Bubba Watson? Who would you rather be stuck with for 18 holes?
Oh, I got to go Bubba.
I'm Bubba
you
too.
You have to go Bubba.
Lefty, lefty.
As soon as...
I can maybe use his clubs.
Because at least you could... You have to deal with his style and him. But he just hits... Like, his shots are cool to watch. Whereas Patrick Reed is the exact opposite of it. You don't want to even look at him at any point. You don't want to see his helicopter thing. You could put anyone in this Would You Rather, and I would never pick Patrick Reed, I don't think.
I just think, too, if Bubba really got on my nerves, like, I don't think I can beat up many people, but I think I could beat up Bubba.
Probably rip out some of his chest hair too. If you could get that top button undone.
I'd fight Cheap for sure.
So. Yeah. Oh yeah, you could take Bubba.
So that's a...
Oh man. It's still tough.
I mean, he's not like that likable.
He wouldn't be very fun to talk to.
He'd probably cry a lot.
Like, what are his businesses? I forgot what his businesses
One's, he owns the Wahoos or whatever, the minor league baseball team.
Yeah.
And then he's got a candy and car dealerships. I think that's what he has.
Yeah.
He's got a big candy store and some car dealerships. Yeah. So, I mean, I actually think he would actually not be that bad.
I'm taking Bubba. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, but it's also not that tough at the same time because Patrick Reed's the all-time bottom of the list.
Okay. All right. Next one. Would you rather have Bryson DeChambeau's swing or Charles Barkley's swing?
Oh.
Remember, you got to have all the same clubs. Harv despises Bryson's swing. Well, I mean, one is on the
PGA Tour and successful, so I think I got to go tough. Bryson.
That's still so tough.
It's a hard one.
I think... Yeah, I think I gotta go Bryson.
Because he's on the PGA Tour.
Well, only because, like...
It's working right now?
Yeah, it's working. Like, you're going... Like, if... Obviously, I'm not on the... Like, if I just have his clubs, his swing...
Yeah.
I'm still probably not getting on the PGA Tour, but I'm probably playing decent golf, where with Charles, like, he's had all the opportunities to get better.
Yeah.
And still stinks. And I don't think I could, continue to play golf if I was that bad. I just quit.
It's so bad.
I quit.
It's so bad.
Like, it'd be one thing that'd be that bad, but piece it together, but he doesn't do that. So I guess Bryson.
All right, Bryson. I would agree with that as well. All right, would you rather snap hook off the tee or 3-jack on the green?
Okay, quick. Do I have to wear the hat Bryson wears?
Yes.
Okay, still Bryson. God dang it.
So, yeah.
I'm switching to Charles.
Charles. No hat. Yeah. Just bald.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Would you rather snap hook off the tee or 3-jack on the green?
Where's my hook end up?
OB.
Oh, then the 3-jack.
But you can still par. Like, I'm just saying, if you... Walking off the green, I think I would rather have the snap hook off the tee. Because, walking off the green, you're so pissed off.
Yeah, there's not many
things that you don't... Yeah, there's not many things you hate, because a 3-jack, like, sure, if it, let's say it doesn't go OB, maybe you can recover from there,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think anything worse than 3-putting, walking off the green.
For a guy like myself who has a miss at the snap hook, I'll take snap hook. Because then if you 1-putt the green, you're still okay.
Yeah.
But nothing pisses me off more
than... My snap hooks usually aren't that bad, like, they don't go way right, so I'm usually still in play.
Yep.
And can maybe get a bogey. But yeah, 3-putting, it just makes me so mad.
Like, when you first think of it, you, especially snap hook OB, it's like, well, you take the 3-putt. But when I was thinking of this one, I was like, I cannot stand 3-putting.
But you could snap hook one off the tee and then play the rest of the hole fine, right?
Yeah.
Maybe make a 1-putt or get up and down for something.
Exactly.
And feel good walking on the next tee. Whereas you 3-putt that one, you're on tilt, and who knows where that next, like, you got to battle some, back to.
Different situations, because you can have an 80-footer. And 3-putt and not feel as bad.
But we know the spirit of this.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Yeah. But Phil Mickelson 3-putt from 6 feet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like mid-range birdie putt and you're walking off with a bogey. Yeah, I'm mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you rather golf with your wife or golf with your kids?
Kids. Don't even ask me anymore.
Both my kids?
The only one to reach... Yeah, both.
Like, current 1 and 3 years old?
Yeah. Mine are 2 and 4. That's why I thought of this. Because, I mean, I could probably bear around with my wife. But sometimes it's impossible to do with kids. With these little maniacs running around. They're dropping flags in your line. They're running away from you when you're trying to play. It's just a complete lack of focus.
Oh, yeah. Your son picked up my ball marker 5 times last time.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
it's kids.
I'm going wife.
You going wife?
She's never golfed. Maybe she's good. Who knows?
One can dream.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Never.
No. 1-year-olds.
Don't too mix tough. Well. Well, that's a split. That's a
everything split, goes man. In their mouth. And there's all kinds of stuff on the should there's be, goose shit everywhere on the golf course.
Should be noted apologies to Player Golf, but my son did lose the last time we went out by Player Golf ball marker. Forgot about that. That also plays a role in me never wanting to golf with him again. All right, next one. Would you rather be Smiley Kaufman or Mike Weir?
Right now?
Yes. Or in their prime. Right now. Like right now, would you rather be Smiley Kaufman missing cuts on the PGA Tour or Mike Weir with your Masters jacket at home at the winery?
Mike Weir.
Yeah, Mike Weir.
Right now?
Right now.
Yep.
In your current state?
I can rest on those laurels of winning a Masters from 15 years ago. Smiley Kaufman, like, I'm contemplating suicide.
He's still a decent golfer. Like, Mike Weir can still go out and enjoy around with his buddies and shoot 70.
And you can never take that green jacket away. That's why he wears it every day.
Plus, he's Canadian.
I had a really hard time with this one.
Being only older sucks.
If you're Smiley, you can still turn around. You can still be great now.
Yeah, but how old is Mike Weir? Like, why isn't he on the senior tour? Or is he not 50 yet?
He must not be like champions.
No, yeah. I think he's... Yeah. Like, Stuart Sink's 45. I'd say Weir's probably around there too, hey?
I might have to fact check that. Because
I'll have a quick look.
Yeah, you're going to have a quick look?
But yeah, I'm going Mike Weir.
Yeah, Mike Weir.
Mike Weir? I think in this situation, I'd still take Smiley.
But all like married with kids, Mike?
I think so.
I don't know.
But Smiley, not only are you stinking up the joint, you got to watch your best friends be amazing. And like,
that's true.
And like, if my three best friends were that much better, like, they'd just be giving it to me.
Oh, they should be.
So, like, then you got that on there. Maybe they don't because it's his job, but...
Mike's 48.
48?
Yeah.
2 years away?
Yeah.
So he's just got... If you were that good, you probably only need 2 years to get back to Champions Tour.
Divorced in 2014, so he's just slaying all kinds of...
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know that green jacket?
Yeah, you know how you pick up chicks? You wear that green jacket around.
To country clubs.
Yeah.
Just walk into country clubs and they're lining up. All right, last one that I had, I was running out of ideas, to be honest, so... would you rather have beer or whiskey on the course?
I'm a beer guy.
Kind of a beer guy. Depends what kind of mood I'm in, though.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the day. Coming from the weekend I just had, the first 2 days were very cloudy, misty. It was a lot easier to get into the hard alcohol than it was to guzzle beers.
Yeah.
But the last day was 32 degrees and hot and... The beers were just going down that day. So I'd say 50-50, but maybe depends on the situation.
I think
probably hard alcohol.
Yeah, I think I'm a beer too. I agree with you that
like
when
on
it's
a hot
cold,
day,
but
it's way better for sure.
Yeah, but if you only had a choice of one,
I'm looking at it like this way. In any situation, you can drink hard alcohol, but I think it's tough to enjoy a bunch of beer on a cloudy day on a golf course.
That's fair.
Yep.
Like, it's definitely the preferred drink on a hot day.
Yeah.
But,
Cloudy
day, you're
right.
But if
you only have one, I think the hard alcohol could fit any situation, right?
Any
situation. I
don't
think beer fits the rainy, cold days.
I think you got something there. But, I think I'm sticking with beer, though. I'm sticking with beer on this one. Bruno, you want to...
one, but you already kind of used the one guy I was going to say. But, okay, well, I'll say it.
Just say it anyway.
Would you rather have a tail for the rest of your life or look like Patrick Reed for the rest of your life?
Oh, what a bonus round.
Like a mid-sized tail, like
can I get a hat that
down
fits?
To your knee, maybe, like not all the way down to the ground.
Can you hide it under your pants?
Or
you don't have to have like a hole cut out the back of your pants and show it off.
Not like a ponytail, no. Yeah, you can do whatever you want with it. You can't cut it off, obviously.
Yeah, you can't cut it off. Yeah. But you could probably get like pants specially made that hide it.
Oh, tail.
know. If I got a hat that fit, I might. Yeah.
It's whole body and face, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
All squint the flaps and everything. Personality or
just
looks.
Squint.
Oh, just look.
Squint. What about yeah?
Still going to tail. You can tuck that thing in a pair of shorts
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, no, if I had a tail right now, you wouldn't know.
Tape?
Yeah. Tape.
Tape to your leg.
Yeah.
Strategically tape it might confuse the ladies.
Yeah. I mean, wrap it around, hang the bushy already, part out the front.
I'm already taping some on the front side anyways, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's another wrap? What's another wrap? Wrap around.
Oh,
all right. Tape budget just doubled.
Yeah, tape budget. Yeah, you got tape. All right, moving on to the this week's tournament, the Quicken Loans.
I'll do with a review quick here.
We'll just quickly touch base because this week's current events came out today. Tiger on the putting green.
Oh sure.
Practice green, Quicken Loans with the mallet.
Not a full mallet, but still. Yeah.
Still not the two prong DJ. Whatever. The it's more of that prong. Yeah. Half. Yeah, like, we call that moon one.
JT
yeah.
uses.
Yeah. I don't know about how I feel about that.
Yeah.
He's messed around with something like that before, I thought.
I'm not sure, but he's got a... Whatever he's doing right now isn't working, so it doesn't surprise me that he's got something like that. If that
desperate?
If you were him, wouldn't you be somewhat desperate when the rest of your game is in great shape and you can't putt? Even just mentally, maybe that's going to help him.
Who would have ever thought putting would have been his downfall?
Yeah, he's known as one of the greatest putters of all time.
He might be. The greatest putter of all time.
Greatest clutch player of all time, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm also surprised that he's been quite calm out there, like, level-headed.
Yeah.
Considering
yeah.
some of the gaffes that must just eat him up inside, knowing that he...
I think he's mentally... Yeah, he's mentally so mature that he knows, if I get my putting on, I am just as good, if not better, than these guys still. He's still hitting all the good shots he wants. And they were saying, like, the greens are actually a smaller set of greens this week. So if he can hit them, he's got a better chance because he's been hitting a ton of greens. He's got a good shot of putting a good...
When he was younger, he used to get mad about everything. Like,
yeah.
Everything.
If he hit a chip shot and it looked out, he'd be pissed off that it didn't go in.
Yeah.
So
from,
that's
like,
50 mean.
Yards
like,
out.
His level-headedness is kind of...
And he might just be at the point where he's like, oh, whatever. I only have to fix one part of my game.
Have to
call It'll come around.
On the picks here.
Yeah. Tiger.
Too late.
All right.
No, I don't have
It's a pretty it's a pretty watered down field this week too, so he's got a shot to be up there. There's Slick Dick Rick, Big Cat, him.
Yeah. A couple course horses.
Walker if you wanna
sink.
Sink. Are we talking about the Bart course, or doing the picks, or are we doing a review?
Yeah, I think we talked
about
it.
I think
we covered all of it.
Course.
We pretty much covered the entire tournament prep with the Tiger Mallet and the three guys that are playing in it.
But this is the first time Tiger's ever played this course.
Yes.
Yeah. I just had one tidbit about the course.
Oh, okay.
Scoring average is 71.46, and it's the highest among par 70s in non-majors last year.
Really?
So, pretty tough.
Tough course.
Yep.
Bodes well for Tiger.
Yep, small greens.
Yep.
Which is good for him.
Hmm.
Dialed in with the irons.
Wow. I guess it's a race to see who changes their pick to him first.
Or... Yeah. Well, let's do last week's because...
oh, boy.
Old Brownell got his fifth week win. I think third in a row. Four of the last five.
Good news. I did not finish last out of the three this week.
Nope. We all had one miscut. Nope. Harv had two miscuts.
We all had at least one.
Harv had JT 56th and two miscuts, Furyk and Schauffele.
Oof. It's a bad week.
Jimbo.
That's a really bad week.
Yeah,
average
69.
69.
And second, Marty B had Patty Reed. Why'd you pick him?
Miscut.
Awesome. Yeah. Bryson T9 and Russell Knox T38, average 41. Not bad.
Yeah.
And then I had who I thought was going to win me my second. Or have my second week,
can't all
week pick. Paul Casey, who won a tournament for me earlier in the year. Second.
So he's the only guy you picked to win?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just...
It would have been two.
Yeah. It was just interesting that Casey could have both.
Lahiri, what a pick. Ninth. And then Webb Simpson was my dud, missed the cut, but still a 29 average.
What are the odds that your only missed cut was Webb and my only missed cut was Patrick Reed? Just a weird week.
And Xander missed for Harv, which is... Yeah. All right, picks this week. Do I go first?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Reel him off quick.
I'm going a guy that I'm still kind of mad at when we took him for the players. Frankie Molinari. Super hot right now. He's got a first and a second in Europe in the last few weeks.
Yeah, we were just a little bit early on him. We can't be
25th at the U.S. Open. His tee to green plays amazing. Yeah. Hopefully get back in my good books. I got Kyle Stanley going with the course horse. Won last year here. I've done this before and hasn't really worked out, but he's playing good right now too. He's got three top 15s in his last five starts. So.
Did you miss the cut at the U.S. Open?
Yep. Who didn't though? David Lingmer's my kind of a sleeper pick. He won a web.com event here back in 2012. Fun fact. Oof. And he was tied for fifth last year here. So another course horse.
Oh, did a little research.
19th last week.
Yeah, looking nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Research. He's 5'7". I don't know. That's all I got.
No, that was in depth research. Well, you could have just stopped at like the actual research. No, yeah. Mention
it. 5'7".
Well, I'll let you think about yours. I'll go with mine. I'm taking Byun Hyun An. No real reason.
Been up there a couple times.
Yeah,
he's been solid lately.
He's been good. He could have beat Bryson in that playoff.
I think he missed the cut last week though. But
yeah. Whatever. Slick Dick Rick, Ricky Fowler. He's due.
Number one in the power rankings.
Number one in the power rankings, and for good reason.
How many weeks in a row have you taken number one in the power rankings?
I don't know.
A whole bunch.
Four, yeah. I think. And, hey, it's a proven to lose series. Yeah. You shouldn't even be
John
mad Rahm about
at
it.
At the U.S. Open. Yeah. So.
You shouldn't even be mad about it. I'm just going to keep doing it. If anything, it proves that PGA Tour is not where people should go for information.
Yeah. No, it's the Drive the Green podcast.
Exactly.
Bronell's picks.
Bronell's picks.
Lately.
And then third... Fringe, I'm glad he didn't show up on the power rankings because he very well could have been. But Chesson Hadley, he's been lightning.
Yep.
He actually missed the cut last week, but prior to that, he was red hot.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
I'm hoping that I can get three cuts for the first time in weeks. All right, Harv.
Well, I think I've been swayed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tiger Woods.
Wow.
First pick.
Nice.
I mean, mallet, putter.
I wonder if he'll actually use it, though. Because he had two in his bag.
That's true. But you guys sold me on him. We'll see.
Yep.
Which guy do I take off, though?
Yep.
My second pick's going to be J.B. Holmes. Picked him in the past, and he was good for me. But it was between him and Howell III. And looking at Howell, I didn't realize he was 38. Seems like he's been around forever.
Yeah,
and
he's looks only, like he's 27.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, if you look at him, though, he looks much younger than 30.
Like, he's been around, I think I remember hearing about that guy, like, 15 years ago.
Well, yeah, he's...
And maybe that's not that long now that I think about it, but it seems like it's been longer than that. Like, if you would have asked me, I would have said, like, 45.
Just think of how old Howell the First and Charles.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Just edit that out.
So, yeah.
Howell, coming too many rides.
I'm leaving it in.
Howell out, Tiger in, sleeper pick, the Aussie, Matt Jones. He's made the cut in 50% of his tournaments this year.
Did he miss the last one?
Hey.
No, I think he was 19th last week.
That's when I took Lahiri for making three cuts in a row last week, and then he finished tied for ninth.
But in his last, five tournaments, I think he's got three top 20s, two 19s and a 13. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in those, like the one he was right up there, I think the 13th was the one when Day ran away with it.
Yeah,
there was right up there and then he fell off. So, yeah, Matt Jones, JB, and Tiger.
Great.
Okay. I guess we're going with it.
Yeah. We're really doing it. Well, that wraps it up for this week. I'm excited to see how Tiger does. It's going to be a fun week, I'm sure. For a tournament like this, they'll get some viewers, which is nice. Keep people engaged. Always nice to see on the tour. And then hopefully we have a few new headlines. Back with Ultimate Foursome next week. yet to be decided on what we want to do, though.
Stay tuned.
Until then, thanks again to Player Golf. Mikey, pro tip, time to hit the clubhouse.